Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is a good damn song. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stacey Moody, slightly late, but at least somewhat on the same.
Hey, I'm here. I showed up. Let's call it a win.
She sure did. Poor girl sneezing her little nose off.
God, Chicago ruined me.
Well, it's pretty bad here, too. I've got a little bit of the sneezies when I go home.
Sneezies?
Yeah.
Sneezies.
It's the ragweed, right? Isn't that what they keep saying?
Pollens. I don't know.
Something's nasty.
Crap in the air.
About all of this. You guys, I'm writing a children's book.
What's it about?
It's called Jordan Silver and the Two-Day Hangover.
Oh. What's the moral
this
of the story?
It's a children's book?
Don't drink! Yes.
No. Oh, sure. Okay.
Don't drink. Oh, my God.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Yeah, Stace. Yesterday, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, vomited, yelled, go Chiefs, and went to bed. So this is going to be perfect to the fact that I have been here for a year tomorrow. Tomorrow's my 1-year anniversary here in Kansas City.
That's a good way to ring in your 1 year.
It seems like a thing.
You had to rally at 1 a.m. after a Chiefs game. That's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited. I cannot believe it's been a year almost.
Yeah, you've been here a year.
Wow.
That's amazing.
My 1-year anniversary in Kansas City also shares a very important time with Chris as well, because your wife
is less than 24 hours from her due date.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. But we could have another 14 days, but she had her first possible actual contraction because of the pains that I talked about yesterday is what they say, like, lightning pains, which is just the baby moving down. But now it's the
Stacey and the only women here. Stacey and I are just like, I'm just going to have cats. This sounds
and then
horrible.
You feel
steel babies.
The
I don't
belt
have them.
Squeezing around the uterus. And she said she may have felt one of those yesterday.
This was fun.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're the women. Women have been doing this for billions of years, I guess. I don't know how old Earth is.
And you know at least 6 billion.
Okay, thanks.
You know that gross stuff that babies are coated in when they come out?
All right, Chris, we all don't need a description.
I really thought that you were going to be gone today, Chris, because when we pulled up, Stacey and I pulled up about the same time, your car wasn't in the parking lot. And I said, the time has come, and Jordan owes me $50.
That's because someone parked in Jordan's spot, so I was kind enough to give her my spot.
That is very kind. This is after I chewed him out and asked him how he could sit down. With the size of his you-know-what for parking in my spot yesterday.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, I met you by the bathroom in person, so this doesn't count. Stacey, the first time I met you was really kind of in person here.
Yeah.
But Dustin, you and I met on the internet.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah, on the old Twitter.
Was I ever weird to you? Did I ever DM weird stuff to you?
You do now.
Okay. So, I'm awkward. I'm weird. I wish I knew when to shut up. Like, that would make my life so much classier and better. But I don't. God, I met this girl at Taking Back Sunday, and she had this mark on her arm. And I was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's just some leftover black paint from something that I was doing. I'm an artist. And I was like, okay, because if your husband beats you, then you can come live with me. And she's just like, this got really awkward. So
awesome.
That's how I do life. Also, if your husband beats you, please call me.
Right?
Come live with me. That is not okay. But I was going through my DMs on Instagram, because that is the social media platform that I use the most. And I noticed that I just say weird stuff to members of the Buzz family. Sometimes I think I'm being funny, you know? You gotta go out on a ledge when you're making a joke.
Talking like mildly weird, medium weird,
it is Jordan.
Extra spicy weird, Weird Al Yankovic weird.
Ew.
There's levels.
You be the judge.
Okay.
Because, Chris, I sent you everything. You be them, and I will play the part I've been waiting my entire life for. I will play me.
Got it.
These are actual DMs. I put together, I think there's like 9 of these. This is called Down in the DM. Jordan Silver.
Love this.
I saw this event and thought of you if you're free tonight.
Ugh, I think I'm getting a cold. I'm going to stay in tonight, but thank you.
I totally understand. I think I'm getting a cold myself. Whiskey helps.
I'm having my files transferred over to you first thing in the morning. You're my new doctor. Because they said that whiskey was what helps with the cold.
Okay. Off to a great start.
I hear you rap. If you rap on my eulogy at my funeral, I will come back to life and die again.
$200.
Wow.
Okay, that's fair.
Right?
I don't feel like that one's weird at all. You're trying to make money off this.
Right, $200. Okay. Not yes, not no, just $200.
All I want in life is to go see the new Sloth Arnie at the zoo.
All I want in life is to find a girl that makes me feel the same way that I do when I walk into CVS and Taylor Swift is playing over the speakers.
Jordan.
That's true.
But that's weird.
Do you know how nice it is to walk in there and just be like, our song is Swing Back Door?
Sneaking out late, typing on your window. Yeah,
it's never new Taylor Swift at CVS, yeah. By the way. It's always like real old Taylor Swift.
Why is that your go-to? Like, because why couldn't you have been like,
I'd love to see the sloth too.
I've actually seen the sloth. Have you seen the sloth?
No, not yet.
Oh my God, I would love to see the sloth too. I'm really excited. No. You went straight for Taylor Swift and CVS.
Yes, because listen, man, there is, I don't know what it is. When I walk into a CVS and I just hear an old ass Taylor Swift song playing over the speakers, it's this glee comes out of my soul and it's.
Look, I'm not, well, I mean.
Yeah, you are.
I am always judging you.
You're
for
always
that,
judging.
But I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying maybe that's like 4 or 5 steps too much. Maybe. Start with,
but this girl was hot.
Sloth.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, continue.
Okay,
I think we're soul sisters, or just your average white bitches. But still,
that's all I've ever wanted to was to be a basic bitch. That one, I like what they said.
Accomplished.
Thanks, girl.
I saw this on Amazon and thought of you, giant machine that melts cheese.
Big machine that melts cheese. Like you put the cheese in it and it squeezes it closed and it melts it. And so on Monday, I was like, why? Then they didn't respond. Red. Tuesday. Why? Red. Wednesday. Why? Red. Thursday. They didn't answer me. Why would a giant machine that melts cheese remind someone of me?
You sent it 3 times?
You were
I wanted to know why a giant machine that melts cheese reminded a member of the Buzz family of me. I get the White Claw
That's
thing.
That's interesting. I would like to know why a giant machine that melts cheese reminds people of you.
Maybe it's metaphoric. Maybe she was trying to have a nice, normal conversation with someone that she listens to on a daily basis, and then you made it super weird.
All I asked was why, but I do like how she read it, and then why?
Yeah.
Next day, read. Why? Read. Why?
Calling her out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't actually make her think of you.
Maybe.
What are you going to do when there's a White Claw shortage?
Oh, you're going to be able to find me down a dark alley on 11th and Grand with a big overcoat selling to basic bitches so they can get their fix. You need that black cherry white girl? you need that black cherry White Claw girl? I got you.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So she never explained the machine, but she...
No, this is a different girl.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a different girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's another different one, Stace.
Oh, okay.
I think
Sorry.
All these have been different people so far.
This one happened at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
How awesome was that Taking Back Sunday?
Oh, my God. They could slit my throat, and with their one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on their shirt.
Jordan!
Go to bed, drunkie.
No, that's actually really good. I like that.
They told me to go to bed and called me a drunkie.
Was it not obvious that she needed to go to bed?
It was 4 a.m., but they were also up at 4 a.m., so what the hell?
They didn't say they let Taking Back Sunday slit their throat.
It's a lyric.
Those are lyrics.
Chris, keep going.
It doesn't. Never mind.
I love seeing this friendship shared. Well, we all need friends like this.
This is somebody that posted for your birthday. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, you can have Stacey Moody. I'll drop her off in front of Union Station with a note pinned to her with listing all of her allergies.
I just gave you away. I was going to respond, but, you know, no service. I thought that was hilarious. Also,
what are your allergies?
Air.
My God. Okay.
Air.
It's true. All right, last one.
Tonight's going to be my first time. I hope it doesn't hurt. I hope I naturally know what I'm doing and I don't fall off.
we're still talking about scooters, right?
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Anybody that was on any of our Instagram stories yesterday definitely saw us talking about this. Chris, of all the harebrained.
This is genius. How is it not?
I put this weirder than the basement cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Dustin?
Yep.
Oh.
What do you mean?
It goes basement cheese would be, you know, down here, right? And about 16 stories above basement cheese is this.
Is this.
I think this
and
is
I ate
normal...
the basement cheese.
Oh my God, if you eat this, I'll kill you. You're off the show. You're off the show. Sorry, and I love you. Chris, I know that your wife is about to take 12 weeks off of work when she has her baby. And
she's not going to get full pay for that, so she needs to bring in some money.
Oh my God.
Okay, the way you speak about it really makes me want to tie you to something and beat you to death. But we're going to let the Buzz family kind of decide, because this is just, you're so unique. You come up with the most unique. That's why we love you on this show. Because no one knows what the hell you're going to say. No one knows what you're doing behind closed doors. You're not
Nor do we want to.
Well, when he makes an Instagram for it, and he's going to be selling it.
This is your new, like...
My side hustle. Well, her side hustle.
Yeah. Don't claim this.
Yeah, this is...
You're making her do it.
This is her.
That's not fair.
Yeah, we asked how much help he puts in, and he goes, I sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was asking me questions. I was consulting her and giving her answers.
While you were in bed?
From the bed?
Well, she was using, like, our countertop in the bathroom to, like, to take some photos for it, and... Yeah.
And you were in bed. God.
Yeah.
Your pregnant wife, who's giving birth...
Literally tomorrow.
She's the one that wants to do this.
Okay, Alex is definitely full of energy full of, like, a bright spirit. She's definitely not one of those people that I imagine sitting idly and just waiting for the baby to come.
She does not know how to sit idly.
This idea, wow. We need to figure out a way to refer to this.
This is definitely not a morning. If we bluntly talk about it, it's not a morning.
It's uncomfortable for 50% of the population.
Okay, so we're going to find...
We'll figure this out.
In the next 2 minutes and 32 seconds, we'll try to figure out some ways to describe what the hell Chris is doing for his side hustle now that he's going to start selling at City Market.
God.
On Sundays.
Yeah, you'll see me there.
That I'm disgusted.
I'm over it. Like
Dustin.
Stacy gets me.
No one gets this.
Honestly, I'm not.
See?
I'm on Team Chris.
I bet with 2 minutes.
That's what it is? You are... Girl, you and I are the only girls.
I understand that, which is, I...
2 minutes with my wife and Stacey will be fully convinced.
Catch Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Oh, God. I'm so, so ready for this.
Chris.
Good morning.
Yesterday, when Dustin's girlfriend was in the studio, I overheard you speaking about a new side hustle that just came out of nowhere. I know you, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you do. I know when you work on music. My cameras in your house, they all work. I see you all the time. This has just come up, and you and your wife decided this is a great idea. Let's go into business.
I'm always looking for new opportunity.
Well, this is a new opportunity.
Found one.
It is a very, very specific thing for a very specific need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you didn't invent these.
No.
Because they do exist under
Correct.
The names Lunapad and New Moon Pads.
Yes. And there's a few others, of course.
And that is the last time you'll hear us refer to them as that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Lady Tarp. Lady Dam. Lady Plug. Those will be the way that we refer to this.
I think these are the nicest Lady Tarps you can get.
There is an Instagram. They have created an Instagram, and I'm quite impressed with the quality, Chris. These are very nicely done.
Tell us how this works. How not the product. We all know. We've all been
when a woman turns
side.
About
okay,
12
stop,
or 13.
Stop it. Stop it. You know what's weird is when you mansplain that. Everybody knows. Everybody's done 7th grade health class. So you and your wife come up with this idea to sew your own lady tarps.
Well, it was her idea to make them for herself so she doesn't have to go buy them. And then I'm like, you are making some nice ones. Make some more. Let's go sell them.
I have a feeling that's exactly how the conversation went.
Yeah.
So you have your very pregnant wife sitting in front of the sewing machine.
Yes.
How many hours a day?
Her quota is 5 a day.
Who set that quota?
I did.
How do you help in the manufacturing of the lady tarps?
I apply the snaps, and then I will adjust to get the pattern right, to make it very particular. I don't want just some random-ass patterns on there. If she's going to make a product, anybody it's going to be a quality product.
My brain is starting to smoke.
How, on average, what is the cost of a lady tarp?
The nice ones are like $15 a piece.
A piece?
A piece.
Ah.
What?
So what these lady tarps, the material that they're made out of is cloth.
Cloth, mostly cotton, yeah.
Okay.
I bet.
Why? Why? Why?
Because they're a lot more comfortable than disposable ones you buy at the store that are all chafy and make you all...
How do you know?
My wife told me.
I don't chafe.
I wish I would have known this when I was 18 years old. Or
I was about to say, I didn't chafe when I used those kinds of lady tarps in seventh grade.
Well, she doesn't want to wear female diapers.
They're not...
She said they're way more comfortable against female parts.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, I remember you texted me yesterday... that why throw away and waste all of this cotton for this certain reason when you can just reuse these?
Yeah.
And the answer is because it's gross and because you don't ever want to see that again.
We need to save the planet, don't we?
No.
Isn't this one of the ways that we can do that?
This is the way that for the rest of time we'll be fine to waste.
You are talking about 4 billion people on this planet.
I think there's 7, but or 8.
Well, only half of them are female.
Okay, okay.
So every single month, approximately, what, 50% of those females are disposing stuff into
Yes, and we've been doing that forever.
And look what our landfills look like.
That's not what landfill problems are. You going to use toilet paper twice?
If cotton toilet paper, washable toilet paper.
Oh, you're where do you wash these? Do you wash them with your clothes, regular clothes?
You have to have a separate bucket to wash them because you need to soak them in cold water.
Why would you want to?
All right.
These are a thing, though. These are a thing, and people do use these things.
Can I? Oh, my God!
He brought them in. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Let me give me.
They look like hand puppets.
Oh, shut up, Dustin.
They look like hot pads.
Look how cute that is.
These are quality. These are done well.
Hold on. Oh, that's the bottom of it. I was like, this looks very... very uncomfortable.
Felt? Is that felt?
No, ugh, it's like,
all right, that's fine. The back of it.
As the
that's
other the female.
Okay, look.
This is the front.
That's the front.
In your defense, Chris.
What the hell?
Plenty of people, women,
nope.
will wear these.
Absolutely.
And use these.
All right, nope. All right.
They have no problem. Like, okay. They have no problem. They like you. They want to save Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't want to save Mother Earth this bad. I don't
care. Way more comfortable according to her.
Gloves, like latex gloves, to wash them.
Okay, Stacey, if I recall, when we've talked about reusable cloth diapers.
Yeah.
Your opinion on that is what?
I personally don't want to use them.
Why? Is it because they're gross?
Thank you, Dustin.
How is this any better in any way, shape, or form? Gross.
Because they're cute.
This is new to me. Yeah, they're not going to be cute 2 minutes after you use them for the first time.
That's...
If you clean them, they'll stay clean.
That's why the patterns. No. I'm
you
never.
Brought this one.
Stacey.
The deer.
All right, listen, Buzz family.
Alex made that one fear of like a deer hunter kind of thing.
I like it.
Listen, so.
For the more rugged
Chris
women.
And his wife have created this kind of lady tarp for a special time of the month. They are made of cloth, and they are. Beautiful. But like, why can't you make curtains or something? Why do you have to go into this business? Because this, sure, make me some curtains with that white, that blue one. That blue one's real nice.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this.
Make me some curtains with that.
Okay, Grandma. Jordan.
Exactly. You've been to my house. You know, that's it.
True. That actually would look really cute in your apartment.
So you have, you found these wonderful patterns, this beautiful fabric. Stacey, there is an Instagram.
Well, yeah.
To view these, which is what?
Lady_pads.
Dude, seriously.
On Instagram.
Check them out.
Stace, can you describe some okay. of the ones that they have created.
So I was looking at, I think the first, yeah, the first picture is the bottom of one of them, and it looked very scratchy, the fabric. So I was mm-hmm. like, Chris, I don't know that maybe not that fabric, but it's the under bit of what. So okay, yes, so
folded under won't touch the skin.
All right, so just like a regular tarp that you buy at the store,
mm-hmm.
they have wings.
Yes, that's what she calls them.
Yeah,
that's what they're called.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a technical term.
They have
then.
Wings, but they snap instead of adhesive to your
underoos.
Thank you.
That's my job, is to apply the snaps.
God, I just feel
great
so
job,
gross.
Though.
Thank you.
So, okay.
This makes me feel so gross.
There are so many designs that are adorable.
Thank you. We were picking out fabrics
this weekend. What are you doing on them? Why do they need to be adorable if they're being used for that?
Because why would you? I'd rather buy pretty ones than just
right.
Does
your, do you, so you do can you, show it off to your girlfriends? Are you just
though,
gonna?
This one though, I feel like is the most appropriate because it's white and it's red.
Because it'll look like never mind.
Then you'll never know that it's clean.
No, you'll
Stacey,
know.
Do your bra and underwear match every day?
No.
Okay.
I don't wear. They're all.
Oh God! Oh God!
I'm kidding. I
but the
don't.
One you have, Jordan, the batik is
I
like.
Do,
a,
okay, first off, I don't have any of these. Take this back. Take this.
It's like
you
got the tie dye, which is anti. Stain resistant, so that means you
right,
can't
yeah,
really
no.
see any stain if it's on the tie.
Okay, wait. No, I gotta tell you this.
Do you have
right
Scotch Guard fabric?
Okay, listen.
Because that would be amazing.
I went on a limb because I do have friends that use what we're calling the Lady Dam. Dam could stand for.
My girlfriend also uses the Lady Dam.
Mug, cup.
Oh, yeah.
This is the cup.
Yep,
this is the cup. And I asked my friend.
Coffee
I was like, okay, how do you feel about lady tarps if you use
totally
the
normal.
Lady Dam? No. All of my friends that use the Lady Dam said that is disgusting.
I would so rather use this than the dam.
Right? Why?
Buzz family.
Because then you're just like, it's like sitting
okay.
there.
Okay,
at
no.
least this
no.
is
no.
like
no. Look, no.
soaked
I'm,
in.
No, I'm done listening to the defense. I just really need...
Yes, go Dustin.
Another please. Opinion. I need the Buzz family to text in 96500 because Jordan and I are right on this. It's gross. It's gross.
It's
but it's
no,
your own.
No,
it's
no,
your
no, own. No, 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 no.
Jordan plus Chris plus Stacy plus Dustin equals Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, all right, just go. Just go with what the earlier we were talking about Chris's new adventure. You're going to Shark Tank with this, by the way.
Well, they're already an idea. We don't really need funding.
Okay.
We're just going to start selling them.
True, because you have your wife who is less than 24 hours till her due date.
But needs to hit her quota today.
Of
I mean,
five.
What else is she doing? Come on. Right?
Right?
Just sitting there.
The baby's probably going to be sleeping most of the time.
Or she could be sleeping, resting, because guess what is about to happen? Your lives are about to go upside down. Anyway, so Chris and his wife came up with this idea to somebody else. Dustin.
They came up with an idea to create a lady tarp for females when it is their time.
Mm-hmm.
And
a reusable
right,
one.
A reusable
made
one made out of cloth and
cloth.
Cotton.
Yep.
Yes, reusable. And that is the key word there. And the text line.
The text line is loving it. I'd be interested.
Jordan,
I've been looking.
Not only do they agree with them, they really don't agree with us.
Yeah. Ha ha.
I mean... Crucified would be a good term.
This is why I don't date listeners.
Get on the right side.
This is why I don't date listeners.
I'd be interested. I've been looking into it already, but buying local would be awesome.
What's
I
your
totally
Instagram?
Lady_pads.
Okay.
I like the lady dam. That was the big thing. A lot of people are arguing reusable stuff is better than non-reusable stuff. I understand that. I like the lady dam. My girlfriend uses.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
I've read a lot about it.
Also, I always have a problem with those places that say, don't flush your lady dam. I'm like, listen, if you don't have the kind of plumbing to take this, then you shouldn't open a business. Continue with the reading of the text message.
Yes,
please.
I totally would. The amount of plastic one lady uses in a lifetime is disgusting, even more disgusting than the aspects of reusable pads. What?
So they got you. All right. Well, all right. But.
My wife uses cloth pads and she loves them, uses them all the time. It's
basically
a great way to save.
basically, I tried to take the side of the cup, and I somehow am still.
All right. Well, you're going to be selling these at City Market. So yep. if you, Buzz family, are interested in these things.
And they're super cute.
God.
You get the one with the deer. That's my favorite.
I'm going to have to up her quota.
Yeah. She's having a baby in less than 24 hours. Oh, are you how soon until the baby has to start sewing these things?
Oh, a week or two, maybe.
I'm going to do a little test because their little tiny fingers will be good for getting the tiny little stitches.
Okay, so that's the end of the Lady Tarp conversation. Thank you very much. The news is coming up right after Alien Ant Farm. What are you working on, Chris?
Well, we have... You need to be sneaky if you're going to break laws.
Okay, okay. Fair. This is about White Claw?
it's not, unfortunately.
Okay, good. So I'm not, just not sneaky with those. Stacey, what do you have for the news coming up?
The Chiefs is really doing it up this year, is what I've got.
Stacey is not in Central Standard Time right now.
No,
not even close.
And Dustin, what do you have for the news coming
up? We're still talking S on Oakland.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. We'll have all that plus more coming up right after Alien Ant Farm.
Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacey, could you imagine having something you create being worth $500 million?
I do that every day.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Gold glove right here.
Come on now. So Netflix is giving Hulu over $500 million for Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stream it.
What?
Netflix is losing Friends and The Office, so they're getting a little scared. I honestly don't care what they do, how much money they spend on things, just as long as they don't get rid of Parks and Rec.
And if they do?
I'm going to riot.
Yes, you are. Chris, local story.
A lady at the park was shot because some disagreement. Someone wanted to get revenge, and he was posted about it on Facebook. The police went through it, found it, charged him with murder.
Doesn't he have a weird screen name, too?
L.S. Deshuda.
Deshuda.
And this is a local story.
Oh, Deshuda.
Stacy, food!
Get ready to spend even more money at a Chiefs game.
Here we have a couple of our new desserts.
Why not start with dessert when they're offering a churro s'more sundae and jumbo ice cream sandwich dipped in chocolate? It's like the pretzel nacho bites, jumbo burrito bowl, and the gridiron nacho grande. Dominguez believes the spicy sausage with a cool cream cheese will be the fan favorite.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Can we have them come in here?
Yeah, I think that
so we can be a taste tester, because I think we need quality control for sure.
Our hearts, we don't care if they stop at some of these concoctions.
Who cares?
Right.
My goal is not to live longer.
You have a child due tomorrow. Chris, tell us about the tortoise.
Well, a British woman lost her tortoise and was reunited with it 15 months later, just a few blocks away.
I was gonna say, how far did it make it in 15 months?
Best news story of the day, unless you can top that with sports news, Dustin.
Oh, man, the Royals won 6-5 against Oakland.
Left center field, way, way, way back and gone. And Jorge Soler has tied Mike Trout.
So Soler is hitting 45 home runs. The record right now is 47. So he's close to being the home run leader, which is awesome. However, if you watch the game, they still have that stupid field.
What are we doing there in Oakland?
It looks like a football field now. So we had a football field that looked like a baseball field. Now we have a baseball field that looks like a damn football field.
R.I.P. Oakland Stadium.
Wow.
Sports, go sports.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Buzz family has been slightly upset, actually very, very upset. I looked on Facebook yesterday, and those people that scored the ability to buy tickets to the Hella Mega Tour, Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, the presale tickets, people were having problems, and the prices are ridiculous. Let's just, I know it's a stadium tour.
Mm-hmm.
But Dustin, you have the prices there. Somebody, one local person bought one pit ticket for $220.
That's okay. A good deal, because the show in Wrigley, or in Chicago, at Wrigley, field general admission, $832 a piece.
Jeez.
Compare that.
Dude, that's like Elton John prices.
Dude, compare
that's Taylor Swift prices.
Compare that to back in 2014, Beyonce and Jay-Z was the highest, like, ticket sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
The average price was $433.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
For one ticket.
One ticket.
Yeah, that's double. They're doubling the highest ticket sale in 2014.
General admission, not even, you don't even get like a handy with that.
Mm. No, you should.
You don't get an old fashioned for that.
No. Yeah.
God.
And not only that, apparently the Ticketmaster site yesterday for the presale was just a mess. It kept screwing up on people, and you could only get one ticket. So people were getting one ticket.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm, just because it was getting influx with so many people that wanted to go to this show.
Wow.
$800.
That's insane to me.
That's insane to anyone. Because we're so lucky we get to work here, and it is a perk of working here, is that you get tickets to shows. But holy crap.
That's not even the most expensive ticket.
What's the most expensive ticket for the Hella Mega Tour in Chicago?
$1,131 a piece.
What, do you get to play guitar for Green Day? what is the description with that $1,000 ticket?
It literally just says FLDP, Floor Row 3. Floor Row 3 is all it says.
Wow.
That's more than it paid for my Volvo.
For $1,131.
Well,
God.
That's insane. I mean,
one hell of a show.
I mean, yeah. They do have like reasonably priced tickets.
I'm showing $200 to $300 for some reasonably priced.
Do you consider $200 to $300 reasonably priced?
No.
I mean, to sit basically outside of the stadium
for $200 to $300.
$100. $95 is the lowest I can find, which I think I'd pay $95 to see those three bands. Is that parking? No, I'm sure parking's another $200.
That's wild.
Parking anyway in Chicago is $200.
Nope, your parking pass is only $43.
No! Look at that bargain.
Wow. That's just so much damn money.
For one person to go in the worst seat possible in Chicago to park.
Mm-hmm.
At least $150.
Plus, add on all the taxes and fees and all that stuff. Yeah. So it's probably
just before fees and everything is like almost $150.
Pit general admission is $490, which means that regular general admission is going to be closer than pit general admission. That's baffling to me.
Hmm.
I'm so confused.
Well, pit could be on the sides.
That's true.
Who knows? But
it's always weird when they do the stadiums, like in a baseball stadium too. When they set up a concert that way.
I say, can't you just be right outside the stadium and listen to all their music for free?
That is the way to do it, Chris. Yeah,
it is an option.
$43 and you park out there and you listen.
That's so hard on the fan.
Right.
That's so hard on the fan. That's people's weeks and weeks and weeks. That could be something that $800 could be something that somebody makes in a month, you know, after taxes and all that stuff. To see three of your favorite bands. I mean, $100, yes, I guess there's that ticket, but that's even really expensive. You know, sometimes I get messages from people that are like, I would love to go to this show, but I can't afford it. I'm so sorry. And
right.
Like, if we can hook it up, we do. But that's just ridiculous.
That's mean.
That's insane to me.
Anything more than $9.65 is too much for a ticket for me.
Here's the new Green Day. It's called Father of It All.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
I don't know how it's humanly possible, but people are divided. Buzz Family's divided on that song.
Oh, turn it off.
What the hell, Chris? That is the best song we played in a very long time.
That's noise that makes my head hurt.
What? No, that's Anger, the 1975 with People.
Dude,
no.
That is the absolute best 1975 song ever made.
Agreed.
No.
Agreed.
Ever
the
made.
Anger.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the
Yeah, I did!
Did you just cut his mic for a minute?
Hello?
I got the wrong mic.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Can't fight with someone just screaming.
Dude. God,
that's what ruined so many of my last relationships. So, all right, let's start with Never Have I Ever. Last week, I'm surprised the police didn't come to my door and be like, you are gross.
You're gross.
Well, to be fair, we already knew that.
Right, but the police didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
A couple of legal things. So hopefully this version of Never Have I Ever, when we play it today, involves at least somebody else telling some stories about some gross, weird stuff that you've done. Because
my vote's Chris. I want to hear some gross stuff.
Oh,
yeah?
All right.
Oh, yeah?
Let us start. Never have I ever eaten something weird because I didn't want to go to the grocery store. Okay, so we all have. I remember I was so hungry that I had a spoonful of baking soda.
That was food?
Baking soda. Yeah, to make my stomach shut up. Because I hate going to the grocery store. It's my least favorite thing on earth.
You didn't have it delivered to you.
That's so expensive.
You didn't have a beer? Just drink beer.
I didn't have beer. No, there was literally nothing. I opened up the fridge and there was baking soda. That was it. Yeah. What did you guys, what about you, Chris?
Maple syrup and macaroni and cheese.
That doesn't sound half bad.
I believe with hot sauce as well.
Okay, now it's gross.
Ooh, Dustin?
Chicken feet. No?
Next card.
Just go. I can't.
Yuck.
Never have I ever had more than one speeding ticket in one day.
Wow.
Why are you proud of that, Stacey?
Stacey Moody, the speed demon out of all of us. Chris, Dustin, and I have not. Stacey, tell us about your speeding tickets.
First off, I want to start with I have a lawyer on retainer for my speeding tickets.
So you got a lead foot there, Strawberry Mama?
Ooh.
Strawberry Mama.
Dude. So I have had so many tickets in my lifetime that I should not be driving.
I was about to say, don't they take points away from your license?
That's why I have my lawyer. Yeah. So
can't you just go the speed limit?
Last year, right before the Get Your Rear in Gear race, it was the week of, I got a speeding ticket for going 25 over.
Stacey.
Up north.
Dude, don't they arrest you for that?
I thought they did, but they didn't. So I got that up north. Then 2 weeks later, I went to Minnesota, got a ticket going in Des Moines, got a ticket coming back in Des Moines, and right outside Des Moines, got pulled over by a state trooper.
My goodness.
Thank you. What's the fastest you've ever taken your car?
Gotten caught or taken it?
Taken it.
Mom, turn off the radio. 110.
You went 110? What do you have? What do you drive again?
It was in my Oldsmobile, too.
Wow.
I didn't know that was possible, but it was
You just keep pushing the gas, and you're like, well, this is crazy. Keep going. No, I gotta know.
The worst thing I ever did was I was racing my friend through his
you
neighborhood.
You were racing through a neighborhood.
I went 90 in a neighborhood.
Police, hello. We are at 7,000.
Squibb Road.
Yep.
Wait, the statute of limitations, right?
Nope. Never have I ever called in sick because I was hungover.
Oh my God. What?
Oh, shut up. Chris and Dustin have not.
Shut your holes.
Stacey and I have, yes. I don't even need to explain.
Multiple times.
Yeah, yeah. Except for this job, I can't because I don't trust y'all.
Stacey comes here drunk still.
Yes,
so.
I've seen her sober up during the course of a 3-hour show.
That's
beautiful.
Why you don't have to call in. You just stay drunk. We have beer here.
Ugh. Ooh, dude, yes, if I had to work the day after I had my Tank 7 hangover, I drank a ton of Tank 7. Mm-mm. That was like, I'm assuming that coming off of drinking too many Tank 7s from Boulevard is like what it feels like to come off of heroin. I mean, it was.
Hey, didn't she do meth once?
That was last week.
Never have I ever gone over 2 years without going to the dentist.
Oh,
just you and I, Jordan?
Dustin, wait, sorry.
I turned around.
There goes everyone.
All right, so we all have not. We've gone over 2 years. Longest you've gone?
8.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've lost a tooth because of that. Now it's gone. Now I need to go for my other one.
He beat me. I think it's 3 for me.
Mine was 5 years.
7.
My God.
When I finally went, I had 7 cavities. And I had to 7 cavities. I had to have a root canal, a tooth rebuilt, and something else.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Jeez.
Teeth are just, they're horrible. I have to go every 6 months now.
When I was in Seattle, I didn't have dental insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And so this has always been my thing. If I don't have dental insurance, I also won't fight anyone. But if I do, then I'll fight. I'll throw some fists.
Smart.
Because, you know, teeth are expensive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no insurance. I mean, that stuff is expensive. A root canal out of pocket starts at $1,500.
One tooth cost me almost $5,000.
Yeah.
One tooth. Ooh.
Yeah.
And with insurance.
Just get it removed. That only cost me $400 a tooth.
Hell no. Mm-mm.
I want dentures.
I know
or
you
implants.
Do.
Implants.
I've
Can
heard.
I get implants?
Sure. Name? What kind? Where?
I don't care. Oh.
Teeth or?
Yeah, teeth.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
They're all dancing in unison. Oh, they're doing the pull handle with the train thingy?
Yeah.
By the way, jumped my second train on Sunday. I have a big bruise.
Another one?
Yes, this
Holy
one was moving.
Cow.
This train was moving.
Wait, let me see.
Look at that bruise.
God!
I know, that's because the train started moving. Why am I doing this?
Why is this a new hobby for you?
I don't know. It's really, it really makes your heart go.
Where are you doing this?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Because the police are listening. And if you are, police, Stacey Moody, right here.
Whatever.
Just 30, admit
40,
it.
50 above.
Yeah, it's illegal to jump trains.
I know. Dummy.
Jordan, you want to share a cell?
No. Could you imagine?
God.
We would kill each other so
oh,
fast.
Oh, God. The door would lock and we would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd want to release you to get rid of you two.
Ooh, that's a plan.
Mm. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, okay. So, all right, back to Never Have I Ever. That's what we are playing right now. We always do this on Tuesdays where we learn way too much information about each other. And the next question is, Never Have I Ever discovered something before it was cool. I've got a good story for this one. How come Stacey is Stacey's got one eye
because
open.
Because Stacey's going to just give some obscure band and she's like, they're not
this,
cool yet.
This is why I just, no.
Stacey has not. Okay,
are
hold
you,
on.
What?
Hold on.
Because I'm going to get called a hipster and I'm just going to avoid it. So no, I have not.
Who'd you like before they were big? Thank you.
Skip me.
All right. Okay. So I've got a story. This is actually one of my favorite radio stories.
Oh.
I was at the station in Seattle. It was like 2006, 2007. And radio stations get tons of CDs all the time. Laszlo, Jeremy get so many that, you know, if they listen to it, they listen to it. If they don't, they don't. But it all goes in like a bin. And it's usually in the break room at radio stations. So you can pick through it if you see something that you like. And there you got a CD. So I remember our music director dropped in a bunch of CDs. And I looked and I saw this one album where the girl on the front, it was a girl's face and it was in these bright colors and it was 2006 or 7 and she had her tongue sticking out like to the side. She had these white glasses and just by the way that the cover of that looked, I was like, well, I need to at least listen to what this is. Hmm. So I had a show at that radio station in Seattle called Who Needs Radio, which is back then I was playing all of the artists that were very big on MySpace before they were signed. Hey, this was a bit.
Oh, I love that.
So, because Laszlo gave me that show, he's like, you know what you're talking about when it comes to music. You can just do whatever the hell you want. So I played bands like Hollywood Undead, 303.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, All Time
nice.
Low, Secondhand Serenade, all that. But, I popped this CD in and I was like, oh my God, this is like the next big thing. This is going to be huge. And so I played it a lot on my show, got a hold of her manager, and you know, we started talking and stuff, and I was one of the first people, I was the first person outside of Los Angeles to play this artist, and the management still remembers me even when I saw her play at Staples Center in Los Angeles last year, a couple years ago.
Who was it?
Katy Perry.
No way. Yep. I thought that too.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, as soon as she was describing the album cover, I was like, this sounds like a Katy Perry album cover.
This was way before, this was an album before I Kissed a Girl.
Wow.
She had an album where she had a cover of a song called Use Your Love, and then she had a song called You're So Gay, which now, real bad song. Back then, it was as cool that someone
and
was
you
even
don't
talking
even
about
like
it.
Boys?
Yes, that right
like,
there.
Yeah.
So I put that on, and that's how Katy Perry.
That's
Katy Perry's story.
That's crazy.
I know. And that they still remember me is crazy.
Totes
Chris,
cray.
What is your Never Have I Ever?
Never Have I Ever actually watched the concert videos I took at a show.
I have.
Yeah. I have never.
Stacey has. Dustin, you never have?
Not really, unless I'm showing someone, but I never sit by myself and watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Chris.
All the time. I have some amazing concert videos because I don't dance and jump up and down when I take them.
But, yeah, you gotta be smart about it.
Yeah.
But you're also not experiencing the show in the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm not watching through the camera. I'm holding it up there with my steady hand and I'm enjoying it and also with my hand up. So I'm also in the moment.
Anyway, Stacey, you went to Riot Fest this weekend. You didn't record any videos at this.
I have two videos. So here's my thing. I will, if it's a song that I really, really love, I will record at most 1 minute and then I will and I will enjoy the rest of it.
That's your rule?
I have a process. I will take a photo when the band starts and then phones down. Unless they play a song that I really, really love and it's like the first time I've seen it, then I'll record a minute of it and then I'm done.
Right.
Because I want to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think people should be told that they can't record stuff, like in the right. Jack White situation where they, you were supposed to put your phone in a pouch.
Right.
And you were not allowed to access it.
Didn't they do that at the Tool concert, too? A lot of artists are doing that.
A locked, Tool festival. Locked pouch. I don't think you should be able to. I mean, like, what if you're there and your kids get sick?
Yeah, there's an emergency.
You're not allowed to, you know, oh, my, thank God I heard this song, but my child died. Dustin.
Never have I ever found something I would do for $100 that most people wouldn't even do for $1,000.
This sounds like a gross one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no on this. Okay, but everybody else has. Chris, Stacey, Dustin. What would you do for $100, Dustin first, that nobody would do for $1,000?
Anything. I'm a broke college student. You can ask me, text me, whatever you want to do. I'll do it.
He's
for $100?
Handsome. He's handsome, too.
Yeah, $100.
You going to take a girl to prom?
I would. My prom sucked, so maybe I need to do a do-over.
Oh, my God, that'd be so cute.
Am I allowed to go? I'm so old. I'm 22. Do they still let you in?
Do they have caps?
I think
probably, as most of the people there are like 17.
They probably don't want some like 35-year-old.
Hey, shut your pie hole. Stacey, what would you do for $100 that most people wouldn't for $1,000?
If it's anything that I don't have to, like physical, like if I have to lift something heavy or like run somewhere, I'm not doing it. But I'm...
Would you eat bugs?
Yes.
For $100? No.
Really?
I don't like touching bugs or being around bugs.
Chris, I'm worried about your answer to this.
Well, I can tell you something I have done for $100.
Of course, please.
Reconstructed someone's legs after their bones were completely missing with like broomsticks.
Hold on. Sometimes we do indulge, Dustin, and this is one of those times. Who slipped you a hundy to do that?
My previous employer.
He slipped you $100?
Well, it was part of getting paid.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
These don't count, dude.
All right. Who's next?
I'm next. Never have I ever sat on a toilet for more than an hour. Oh, come on.
Next. Yeah, we all have.
Yeah.
Who hasn't this week?
Today.
Never have I ever took a 23andMe type test. I have not. None of us have. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's good to know. Mm. Do you want to know that stuff?
Kind of, but then don't. They have, like, all of our information and can use it for
stuff.
Yep,
see?
Stuff.
Exactly.
See? I don't want to be cloned.
The moment you spit into that tube and send it out, they can use it for...
Yep.
But I do want to find out. I think it'd be awesome.
And everything.
I have zero interest in that. I don't care.
That's because you're white.
Yeah, probably. I don't care.
You're white as hell. Chris.
Never have I ever gone hunting.
Okay. And the only
Stacey,
person in this room
killer.
Has gone hunting is Stacey Moody.
It wasn't like deer hunting. Deer hunter. It wasn't like that. It wasn't that. It was like quails, like birds, like bird hunting.
Were you on the New England coast?
No, I was not.
Is your last name Kennedy?
Yes.
Were you in Martha's Vineyard?
Yes. It was stupid, and I didn't kill anything. I felt bad. Even birds. I was like, I don't want to do that.
I'm drunk. Whose turn is it?
My turn.
Okay.
Never have I ever been worried I was going to die after taking drugs.
Huh, Jordan.
Hey, what do you mean? Yes, of course, yes. I cannot smoke marijuana.
Stacey, let's put a little spin on this. If I changed it to drinking?
Of course.
Okay, then both of you and I can
smoke
it over.
So Dustin and Stacey, no with the drug thing. Chris and I, yes.
Mm-hmm. One time of a drug that I particularly take that I don't want to say, I thought I was going to die. I went to a whole nother dimension, and I thought it was the end of my life.
Was it marijuana? That's what that does
it
to me,
marijuana.
Too. It's really unfair. I wish that I could calm down. Obviously, listen to this radio show. I wish that I could relax, but the moment that I do, like that world that you go into when you smoke weed, it makes me so anxious. I've laid in front of a fan, called the police, and told them that I was dead. And that's when somebody's like, okay, no hashish for you.
So a lot of times when I will smoke before I go to bed and I have the show in the morning, I will go into my head and be like, you suck at that show. They're not going to let you come back. It happens a lot, and I just get so anxious about it, but then I fall asleep.
Wait a minute. So my real thoughts somehow enter your brain when you're high?
Jordan's Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris. Yeah. You and I like to go to estate sales.
Yeah.
And one thing I'm always looking for is a flag that doesn't have
the 50 stars.
Yes. Because they're worth so much money.
I've got a 48 star flag.
Jerk.
What?
But you also have a story about how the fact that maybe 50 stars are going to be obsolete soon.
In D.C., they put up flags with 51 stars for their protest to get their city estate. Here's what this guy had to say.
Brave men stood on Breed's Hill in 1775 and faced down the British, shouting, taxation without representation is tyranny. At this time, tyranny still exists until that 51st star goes up there.
Yeah.
They want to have more power in the political spectrum because they're just kind of skittered over.
Okay, all right.
But we need 54 states so we can make an even block again, so we need three more states.
Right. OCD people are going to have some problems.
Yeah.
Stacey, you have a story about binge drinking.
I do. Apparently it's bad. And it's really common with highly educated kids. Okay, so
nope,
kids.
That's it, that's it. We're good, we're good. Do you know where the study came from? If someone were driving and wanted to look this study up, because it does sound pretty important. Chris!
Shawnee is ranked one of the top cities in the country. But
for what though?
For just being the coolest city.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The mayor said, I don't want everybody to start coming here, but for families, it has so much. Shawnee, Kansas.
Stacey, did you get any more data on that story? Have you moved on?
You can go to CBSN.com. Go to CBS News. News. Go to CBSNews.com.
Stacey, can you finish the stories of the news with the pigeons?
I just got back from Chicago, and I can totally attest to this. Pigeons there do not care about you at all and will do whatever they want to do. So there was a guy talking about pigeons pooping on people and how it's a problem in Chicago, and then a pigeon pooped on him.
Hopefully, though. Did I just get?
Yep.
I did, didn't I?
That was a pigeon relieving itself on State Representative Jamie Andrade.
Damn, that's unlucky.
I thought if a bird pooped on you, that's luck.
Not in my world.
It's good luck, no?
Sporting KC plays Saturday at 7:30 at home against Colorado. The Royals tonight on that dumb field in Oakland again. And then the Chiefs against the Ravens this Sunday, which is supposed to be the best game of the season so far. We got to win it. But in other Chiefs news, I have a little message for our quarterback.
It's your birthday today.
You're welcome for that. You guys want to feel real old? He's only 24.
Oh,
he turned 24 today.
Sports go sports.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I don't like when stuff gets in my way.
That doesn't mean you just get to go over it.
Mm-hmm. Metaphorically. Literally, I don't like when stuff is in my way.
Sometimes you need to learn patience.
I have patience. But
not
when something
enough.
Is in my way and it's not moving and I've waited longer than 30 seconds, I'm not the kind of person that just sits there idly and waits.
So you're someone who risks your life to save 30 seconds?
Yeah. Hmm. What's wrong with that?
Also,
a few things.
You could go around.
No, you can't. Trains are so long.
Trains
are so long.
Typically.
That was the first thing that I did. It was like, all right, I'm just going to go find the end of this train. As I go along this road and go and go and go, and it never ended. Never ended. I don't know what this thing is now. Now it's a thing, because I live by the trains. Also, why are they honking at 4 o'clock in the morning?
To get people awake and off the tracks.
Every morning.
For people like you.
Yeah, the person jumping through them.
There's every morning at 4 o'clock, they're always like, boom, 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 boom.
Anytime they go through a area where there could be people, they have to, legally.
They're required by law to blast their horns at certain parts of the area that they go through.
Why are trains still a thing? It's 2019. Put everything on the Hyperloop.
That would be nice, but trains
upgrade.
Still transport a lot of our things. It's a vital part of our economy, Jordan Silver.
Like what?
Cars. Almost every single car is probably transported by train.
No, I've jumped trains before. There's no way cars fit in those little...
Coal?
Yeah. Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah.
You do know KC's one of the biggest exporter of cars in the nation, right?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, next time I jump a train, I'll get a measuring tape, and I'll tell you how long and wide those things are.
All right, look for the yellow ones with the silver sides. Those are the ones with the cars in them.
They do have beautiful graffiti, but I don't know why this is a new thing. I have injured myself many a times.
That's a big bruise.
Yeah, well, the train started moving while I was jumping it.
That's how you die.
No, I didn't go under.
Doesn't matter.
Stupid. Going under is stupid.
Who goes under?
Oh, I like how she's like, that's what would have been stupid. If I had gone under, it would have been, you're jumping a train.
Oh, my God.
How 1850s of me, right?
How 1850s?
I don't know. I just need to feel alive. I feel dead on the inside. I'm doing it to feel alive.
Jordan.
What?
There are a few different things that you can do to feel alive. Do you know that?
Jumping a train. It makes me feel alive.
Have you ever tried sticking your body out of a sunroof while driving a car?
No.
I'm sorry, riding.
That sounds also dangerous. Don't do that. Right. Don't drive and set out your sunroof.
Maybe go to an amusement park.
Go experience nature.
Yeah. I am experiencing nature. And then there's a train in the way, and then I want to get to the other side of the train, and it won't move. So I'm just like, I'm just going to climb up you. Each car has a ladder. And then you just like climb up the ladder, you walk away. I do not recommend this to anybody at all.
I obviously
have a death wish, and I am not.
Clearly, you have a death wish, but have you tried dancing like no one's watching?
That doesn't make you feel alive.
I bet Jordan, the way she dances.
You go to a movie.
You guys, I've got these new knees.
You're going
I've
to.
I've got new knees. I'm testing out my new knees to see if I can jump a train.
You're going to get arrested.
Not if I... No.
I looked up the legal side of this, okay? You can get a fine anywhere from $100 to $1,000. However,
$100?
You could also have some jail time depending on the state because the trains are actually federal property. They are not state by state. So if they decide to press federal charges, you get a felony trespassing charge and you will go to jail. Mm. Also, I know you did it with a friend last time.
Yeah.
Stop bringing your friends, because if they get hurt or they die, you could face felony
That's
charges.
Their fault. Oh, sorry.
You could face felony charges.
Why did I face felony charges if they can't jump a train? How is that my fault?
Whose idea was it?
Mine.
There you go.
Is your level of attraction to danger in any relation to how protective your parents were?
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
We're getting deep.
Maybe.
Did you have protective helicopter parents?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're getting somewhere.
Okay, so this is my parents' fault. There we go. They can go to jail.
Okay, that is the worst offense in court.
No, it's the truth 99.9% of the time.
Listen, Your Honor, my parents were mean to me, so...
They weren't mean. They were helicopter parents.
So, is the train a symbol for them?
Ooh.
This big object that always gets in your way
and
stops you from pursuing what you want to pursue.
Yes.
So you feel like instead of going around it and just doing what it wants you to do, you're going to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Wow.
Maybe I wanted to play football. Nope. Mm. Nope. Mm.
No. No. Do you get some weird sexual gratification?
Jordan Silver and Friends.
So I think there's somewhat of a misconception as far as like what the radio show is like. Not here. This is not the kind of show that's going to solve everyone's problems. This isn't news talk. We are just here to put the information out there for the Buzz family to digest it and talk about it with their friends and have them form their own opinions. We're here to inform and not to fix the world, because who can?
Right.
Who can? So with that said, there has been something bubbling up with SNL for the past week. It's a new story that I've had my eye on. It is a comedian who has, I believe it's a quarter Asian descent.
Okay.
His name is Shane Gillis. And last week, he was asked to be a cast member on SNL, which...
An amazing feat.
Yes, that's where you always want to go. Always want to go. That's the dream job for any comedian actor, because that is...
That's it.
The biggest thing. So, he had a podcast, and in his podcast, he was using a derogatory term for people of Asian descent, and someone tweeted that last week, and because of that, SNL rescinded their invitation for him to be a cast member on the show. Now, this is a little news clip about what that clip was that started this whole thing.
In the clip, Gillis is heard using a derogatory term toward those of Asian descent while talking about Chinatown in his podcast, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Gillis goes on to discuss Chinese restaurants in the video, saying, "The translation between you and the waiter is just such a f***ing hassle."
Okay. We've all had grandfathers that have told weird, inappropriate now jokes.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like, comedy is about pushing boundaries. It is. He then, when this all surfaced, took to Twitter and said this. This would be Shane, Shane Gillis, the ex-SNL cast member.
"I'm a comedian who pushes boundaries. I sometimes miss. If you go through my 10 years of comedy, most of it bad, you're going to find a lot of bad misses. I'm happy to apologize to anyone who's actually offended by anything I've said. My intention is never to hurt anyone, but I am trying to be the best comedian I can be, and sometimes that requires risks."
Okay. How are we feeling about this, guys?
I am not happy with this precedent that's being set for firing people for things that have said that caused no actual harm to people a decade ago.
Does he have a pass because he has a little bit of amount of the heritage that he was, quote, making fun of? Does he get a pass?
I don't think he was making fun of him.
No, I don't have the real clip. No, I don't think anybody has the real clip of what he said, and I wouldn't play it on the radio either. But
I don't think he gets a pass. Simply because, so most of the time I'd be the whole, yes, you can get a pass, as sad as that is, you do get a pass. Every comedian has done it for years and years. Shane, if you look him up, he does not look like he has any Asian heritage, which then draws the line of, well, you might not look it, but you might have it.
Right.
So then you just, it's walking on eggshells now, is what it's become. I mean, I looked up some of the SNL skits that they've done, and they turned Starbucks into a race thing. They had a black manager that came out with hoop earrings and just overdid it, and that didn't get anyone fired. You know, that didn't get the writer fired. They've done multiple skits with Jesus in it. That didn't get anyone fired. Kevin Hart wearing a dress and dressing in drag, that had an uproar. That didn't get fired. And speaking of Kevin Hart, he went through this, what, how many months ago?
Yeah, it was like a year.
Last year.
Yeah. Was it last year? Yeah, when he went on and someone found a tweet from 10 years ago or something like this exact situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I'm going to stick by it. And then what did he do? He had to come out and apologize because all of his people said, look, if you don't, we have to drop you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how it is.
Right. Yeah, I feel like this happens to some people and some people it doesn't. Like the Roseanne thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was huge too. Oh, and that's the thing with SNL to me is that you kind of have to draw your line. And we've talked about this is Pete Davidson. Make some very, very vulgar jokes about very, very sensitive topics.
Yeah, so he lost his father in 9/11.
Right, and he'll make jokes about that.
Because I've taken many comedy classes, and comedy, the real comedy, like where you get funny, is from pain.
Right.
That is
pain
the number.
Pain plus time equals comedy, right?
Pain plus comedy equals healing. It's a way for you to be able to bring up these subjects without crying and getting over them.
Right.
You know? So.
But where do we draw the line? Because if he can make jokes about things that are so, so touchy and so traumatic to many, many people, and they keep him on. And
I don't like the idea of giving people passes because that means someone else has the authority of what someone else can and cannot say. I don't think anyone has the authority to say, oh, you're not allowed to cross this line because of these reasons.
Right. David Spade has a late night show, and he had two comedians on because from what I'm reading, Rob Schneider, who was an SNL alum, is a little part. He has an Asian descent with him in him too. He's defending Shane Gillis, but this is comedian Jim Jeffries on David Spade's show.
Well, this is just cancel culture. The guy shouldn't have been fired. It's just a couple of things back in his history. We're going to go through everyone's history, or are we going to get rid of every sketch that SNL has done that involves race? Like, I remember John Belushi dressing as an Asian man with a samurai sword. That was the whole sketch.
And here's the thing, and I'll be the first to say it. Jim Jeffries is my favorite comedian.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to his stand-up, he does not hold punches. So he gets it. He gets that there's shock value from these things.
Well, the other person sitting on the couch is comedian Bill Burr.
Oh, I love Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is a very opinionated man, and this is what he had to say about SNL getting rid of Shane Gillis.
Do they go back and also try to look at good things that the person might have done, or are they just looking for the bad stuff? Is it you just scroll through, help cat out of a tree? That's not it. Help grandmother walk across the street? That's not it. You know? I said something like... on a podcast. There it is.
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, you could do that. You could honestly do that to anybody. So I don't get it. And then I don't get if you say something like that, you can't work in a sketch show, but like it's okay from what? He can work at a lumber yard?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
That, I mean, it all boils...
Well, one, you're the media. You're the face of media.
Right.
You're the face of a company. I mean, we're the face of a company. Anything that we do, we are representing the Buzz and Entercom.
Right. If we were to make a comment like that, I would not be surprised if the next day my badge did not work and I did not get in.
They'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
They'll tell you first that your bat doesn't work. But yeah, so the question is there a line? And with comedy, where is it? Where's the line?
Dave Chappelle just, I don't know how old it is, but I just watched it.
The Sticks and Stones?
Maybe.
Yeah,
the
that's
one
like
where he's
weeks
in a,
old. Yeah.
Yeah. Brand okay. New. So it's brand new.
Yeah.
Where'd you watch it?
Netflix.
Okay.
His entire set is talking about how comedians are getting in trouble for things that they're saying and how there's so many things we can't talk about anymore. And like, where is the line? What of these things am I going to say that are going to later come to bite me in the ass?
I think along those lines, like 10 years ago, it was funny and everyone laughed. Nowadays, when he makes that joke, I think the audience laughs. But the question is, are they laughing because they think it's funny? Or are they laughing out of discomfort? And that's just where we're at.
Right. And that's where what they call blue comedy. That's right. What blue comedy is. That's why Amy Schumer doesn't have anything anymore, because she's just gross. And then you're shocked and then it's over. You're over right. That. But I've in the past 2 years rewatched Friends, and there's some stuff on that show that does not hold water anymore as well. It's like really messed up. Like the way that they speak about Chandler's transgender quote father on the
right.
Show
yeah.
As it.
That's part of the reason we keep that stuff, not banning it, putting it away so no one can see it. How are we going to learn where we came from or
well,
anything?
That's the thing about you being like a white cis male.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't things that are going to affect you.
Right.
Nobody's making fun of white cis males.
Yeah.
In this situation right now.
Oh, I was okay. Like, that's constant.
In this situation right now.
Right. So I can't relate to what other people are feeling.
Right.
You know, and I just take it back to, I'm not trying to say whether it's here or there. I'm just saying SNL needs to say, look, we've done these things in the past. We had a Rosetta Stone skit where the guys were learning to speak Thai simply so they could go to Thailand for, you know, that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can you have that? And that's Asian culture, Asian heritage. You're making fun of another country because of that, but you're firing him for making fun of his own culture and heritage. It's that line that I just don't see how SNL can pick one and not the other.
Some stand-up classes that I've taken, one of the first things that they do is they tell you that if there's something different about you, be the first person to mention it. I remember somebody's like, you know, if you're overweight, be the first person to mention it. Be like, hey, I'm fat, but blah, 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 blah. Make them laugh, and then they get over right. That thing. So it's like that self-deprecating kind of humor.
Gabriel Iglesias has made an entire career off of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it on here before. I know that I'm like, hey, where's the fat girl stuff? Oh, I love food. It's known that I know that I'm fat, and that's fine. I will make fun of myself all day for being fat. But what bugs me is when I'll say that. I'll be like, I'll make a joke, and you know, to somebody, and I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm fat. I like food. Like, look, no, you're not fat. Like, look, I know I'm fat. I have a mirror. I don't need you to tell me to try to make myself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need you to come to my rescue. Does that make sense? I don't really know what point I was trying to make there, but.
There's a difference in comedy as far as using something as a part of a joke versus using something just as an insult to them.
Right. I don't need you to be offended for me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one of the things about stand-up is when you're doing kind of off-the-cuff stuff is heckling the people that are watching the show. And you're supposed to do that based on what they're wearing, what they look like, blah, 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 blah.
Right. And
this is something that they teach you in comedy classes. Is how to play with the audience like that. So, I mean, if we get rid of
insults or...
That's not the kind of comedy that I do. I don't like to do that. I don't like to make fun of people. I don't like people to come to a show. Have you guys ever been to a comedy show where the comedian was kind of pointing people out?
Yes.
And you just kind of like, please, I know I look like this, but I don't need to hear what you think about that.
Right. Well, I mean, it happens all the time is they'll heckle the crowd will heckle back, yada, yada, yada. And it's all fun and games until it goes too far. And we've seen that with comedians where they've said something way too abrasive because they're getting heckled. But that's... And it all depends on the comedian. Some comedians feed off of that. And there have been comedians over the years. Eddie Murphy did it for years. He'd stand in the front row and just make fun of everyone. He'd go down the line and make fun of everyone in the front row. And it was all fun and games. But that was 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Right.
If that changed, if it changed, it changed recently.
Oh, yeah.
In the past couple of years where...
Like all these things I'm listing on what SNL has done, they made Tiger Woods, when he was doing the domestic violence thing, they made fun of that. Like all of those things that they made fun of, that was 8 years ago. And like you said, it's got to be the last 3 years maybe where that has just completely been washed. You can't do that.
Right. When is the next episode of SNL coming out? I know it's the end of this month, like the 28th, I believe.
Probably something like that, yeah. That's when all the fall shows start.
Yeah. I mean, My personal opinion is if they are going to create this rule, then they also have to stand by it.
They have to follow it.
Exactly. So I guess we'll see when SNL starts up again what kind of humor they're using.
I also can't stand that this also leading to people, all right, I don't like this person. I'm going to find something in his past to ruin his life. That's where this is headed, where we are.
Yeah, so just like
we're looking for things to destroy people.
Yeah, now we're just yeah.
And like Bill Burr said, he said, you know, you skip past all the good they've done.
What was the motivation to find that? Or were they just listening? Whoever found that clip, were they just listening? Or were they actually actively trying to find something to ruin this guy's career?
I mean, that's what is the problem with social media now.
Right.
This didn't happen 20 years ago. Because we tweet things. We grow. We change. We have human experiences where now maybe we feel very differently about something than we did before. But you can't take that back.
Looking back at, you know, like Facebook memories, there are things that I said on like 10 years ago, 8 years ago. I'm like, wow, really? I said that.
Yeah, same.
But now I'm like, no, that's you're right. You change. And that you said those things, but I don't know.
Yeah, you said those things, but.
But. I don't feel the same way as I did then.
Right, but you're living your whole experience publicly.
Right.
In that sense, where all of these writings are out there on the internet. Is that the difference?
Right.
And Jordan, you might be able to know more about this since you've done comedy classes, you've read all the books and things like that. Isn't the point of comedians, not all of them, but isn't the point of some comedians to say the things that we're thinking, but we're too afraid to say out loud?
Yes.
Some comedians, not all.
Yes, yes. I mean, that is one part of comedy is noticing things that other people notice and then, you know, bringing them to light. But morally, when it comes to hurting other people, that becomes the line. You know, like if every 5 minutes a yellow bus goes by, that's very different than, you know, picking something out about someone and exploiting that for humor. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I looked it up. It's going to be September 28th.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess on September 28th, we'll just have to sit and see if they're going to hold this because they released him because of something he said 10 years ago or however long ago it was. And talking about his heritage, if you don't know what we're talking about, SNL just hired and then released.
Rescinded
their invite to comedian Shane Gillis because of a comment he made on a podcast. Who knows how long ago that someone found and they decided that it was viewed as distasteful.
Man, what a world.
What a world. Where's the line?
Where's the line? Also, like, what have we said, you know?
Exactly.
When you come out here and you do this and you're the face of something, if your intent is not to hurt,
that's
which
another
it's not.
Thing. You know, I make jokes all the time. I mean, it's no secret that I judge every single person harshly, but I'm sure I've said things that are offensive.
Well, I know there's no one in this room that actively wants to put a bad feeling into another person at all.
it at no point have I been like, Chris, you're stupid, and like actually meant like
really, because on February 16th at 4:30,
like my intentions are never to. But I mean, again, is the my intent? It doesn't matter because it's how you perceive it. It's how you how it makes you feel. So if I call you dumb and I offend you, that then becomes I have offended you, and then I'm the bad guy, even though I was totally being sarcastic.
So the line is, where is the sarcasm? I know there's no, like, that's why I started this whole thing out with, yeah, we're not here to fix anybody's problems. We have no idea what to do. I don't. I'm no expert in any of these levels. I know that I feel. I know that we've all been made fun of. It doesn't feel good. So we're just kind of putting this information out there for the Buzz family to have this conversation with people that they know and people that they trust, or people that they don't trust, and to see where they go from there.
I've got a question. Do we want to live in a world where we're constantly trying to find where that offensive line is and we're dealing with it, or the push the line so far away that comedy just dies and no longer exists as we know it?
Sadly, we don't get to make that choice. You don't get to make the choice of what world we're going to live in. I mean, that's just, by
banning things we can say and not allowing things, that exactly is what we're doing.
Because they hurt people's feelings. That's what you're missing from that sentence. If you're making fun of someone, if you're making fun of a group of people, if you're making fun of this and that, then...
Are you being sarcastic or are you doing it out
of... Well, here's the thing, though. With the Kevin Hart thing, he said, you know, what he said. So if his son wants to play with the dollhouse, then he's going to beat him over the head with it. The whole thing is, it's a joke because, A, the dollhouse was bought in the house. I don't know. I'm not explaining this right, I don't think. But... But what I'm saying is, I know that what he said was a joke, but, and he did not mean it as.
Yeah, but you're not a possibly like a gay boy.
I understand that. But it's all about how people perceive what you are saying. You can have all the intent and all the well intent in the world, but it's how people hear that and how...
If you hold the power to be the voice of someone or something, and something that's louder than most people's voices, as we are right now, there's a responsibility behind that, I feel like. And some people have had their whole entire career based off of insulting people, you know?
Right.
And I don't know. I just feel like that era is over, and...
The Andrew Dice Clay era is so over.
Yeah, and now it's... People are great. Why do we gotta make fun of them? So what if you're different?
Yeah. I guess so.
Chris?
Without trying to be offensive, I get very hesitant when policy is put forward solely on the justice of we don't want to hurt feelings. I don't know, because I've never had my feelings hurt before.
Is that true?
No.
But if it was constantly something that was in your life, wouldn't you want policy to change? Wouldn't you want people to stop attacking you? Nobody likes the feeling of being attacked.
But it's different being attacked and having a joke out there.
Is it? Is there?
Yes, I believe so.
If it's based on something like something that you can't change, your feelings, who you are on the inside?
If it's a joke that's insulting you just to hurt you because of some different thing, that's disgusting. That's not real humor. I'm talking about pointing out something that you're this way or that way, and here's the humor behind that.
Well, he was making fun of the way that people of Asian descent speak,
and they can't control that. So that's where that gray area is.
But again, we don't know exactly what he said, though.
Right.
We don't know exactly what was said.
Because Dave Chappelle just did an Asian imitation in his voice, and he's got the Netflix special in his. Rocking the charts.
That's the whole thing of like, why do some people get passes and some people don't? Again, we're not here to fix anybody's problem, any world problems.
Just a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation. I'd like to know how people feel about this.
Yeah.
That's the end of us, though, right now. I don't mean like the end of our radio show forever.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram @JORDINSilver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.